Sure, your mics are back on.
I was just kind of weird. Just had a moment for a second.
Wait for it to open up. Okay, thank you. We would like to reopen the meeting. Consider a motion to enter the open meeting for the purpose, because of the purpose of a strategy session to discuss the pending and reasonable imminent litigation, to discuss the character and the professional competence or physical and mental health of an individual, to be held in accordance with provisions of Utah Code 52-4-205. Do we have a motion to go back into the open meeting?
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Number 11, the action item. Action on change order number 4 from Corio for the extension of completion date for the 2700 West lift station. What we've decided is we'd like to table the change order for number 4 for Corio for the extension of the completion date for the 2700 West lift station, and Corio will be instructed to continue and inspect the site every week and email Gardner Engineering so they can pass on the board Brian and Russ to continue to attend the weekly meeting. Russ or Brian, sorry, not either or both of you, attend the weekly Zoom meeting with Gardner Engineering regarding to the updates of the scheduling and the process of the site, progress of the site. And that Corio be aware that the liquidated damages are still an issue for failing to attain substantial completion by June 5th and the final completion date by June 19th. And we'd like to invite you here next time we meet on August 17th for this meeting. It'll be the day before the 18th on that. Any questions or things with that? Okay. Thank you. You guys are doing great. Keep it up. Good.
Need to do it.
We need a motion on that. We need a.
I'll make a motion to table item 11, action on change order number 4 for Corio Incorporated for the extension on the completion date of 2700 West lift station.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. If you want to leave, you're welcome to. Thank you. Number 12, discussion and action request for a quote award for the cross connection. Say it.
Remediation.
Yep. Remediation. At approximately 5025 West and 7075 South to Any Hour Plumbing for $25,403.40. You understand what that showed? And I didn't follow everything, but I understand the cross connections and things with that. Any questions, Ryan?
Just went for the bid.
Yeah, did this go out to bid, or how did we get to this
John, do you want to come up?
contractor?
Yeah, we pulled some bids, and Any Hour was the one that came in closest. I don't know what the other ones were. Hold on.
Go, Riker.
Do they do it all hours of the night and day? Any hour?
Any hour.
Anytime.
Yep.
Any hour between 1 and 3.
All right. Sorry, I have to have my glasses on. I can't read it. So Thurgood came in at $28,635.21. Black Diamond Experts, they came in at $27,620.78. Any Hour Plumbing came in at $25,403.40. So
Perfect. Thank you.
yep.
Any concerns, John, on what they've
No,
given us with that?
in fact, they were the ones that did the other cross connections we had. So
Yeah, I worked on that before.
this one's going to be
it
pretty
is it,
challenging.
it is this one's a little bigger project with it for sure, and trying to keep it, they'll, yeah, they wanted to go up to, some of them wanted to go up to the house and tear out the whole porch and everything, and I didn't feel like we needed to do that. It did mean that we had to go into the road, which kind of was sixes on cost, but we didn't want to disturb up by the foundation of their home
Good.
and all that. So, but anyway, yeah, I think
Good.
we'll be there to watch it the whole time. So
Okay.
make sure it goes good.
All right.
It was really good. The bids were pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
Those were good bids.
Good. Okay. Go ahead, Ryan.
I was just going to say, one of the things I think might be really helpful and important is I was trying to get a sense of how they're going to do the repair, but if they are going to disturb the landscaping and essentially, dig a trench in their yard, I was just concerned about landscaping, and that usually doesn't happen and occur until like a year or two later. And so trying to figure out how we can mitigate that issue, I think is important, only in the sense that, 2 years later and the homeowner comes back to us and says, well, my sidewalk is essentially settled and my front yard has settled too. So I didn't know if there's something that we could do to try to get ahead of that, but I could see that potentially being a concern.
I believe we have, I believe, and Amy, you can maybe help me, but I believe we have a letter of that releases liability of the work when it's done from us. Is that?
We've done that before.
Yeah. So it would be similar to the one that we did on the last cross connection, is have them sign a letter, basically releasing us of any liability for further, we'll obviously have them out there and look at it and make sure they're comfortable with the way it looks and everything. But Sean's right, it could settle and stuff. But there's a point to where we're basically eating a huge cost to fix a problem that some cities and some districts don't even. They just be like, oh, it's the homeowners. But we feel like we have some liability because we do have the actual inspection letters of our guys inspecting it, and it could get into a big lawsuit or whatever.
Hey,
So
how about we not talk about liability on the record?
anyway, so I think it'll be good. We'll have them sign that letter.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, let's entertain a motion then to award the cross connection remediation at approximately 5025 West and 47 or 4075 South to Any Hour Plumbing for $25,403.40. We have a motion to pass.
I'll make a motion to pass number 12, the cross connection remediation at approximately 5025 West and 4075 South to Any Hour Plumbing for $25,403.40.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Ryan, we're taking a vote.
Aye.
James?
Aye.
Nate?
Aye.
Alicia?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Thank you. Number 13, discussion and action, resolution dash or 07-2026, approving and adopting the landlord agreement form for the district. Any questions on that? Do you understand what this is? Somebody's got a home, their landlord, and but who's liable for payments and things? Any questions, concerns, anything with that?
I have
Okay.
no questions.
No questions? All right. Then we'll entertain a motion to pass resolution number 13, the resolution 07-2026, approving and adopting the landlord agreement form for the district.
I'll make a motion to approve item number 13, resolution 07-2026, to approve and adopting the landlord agreement form for the district.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Make a second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, number 14, consent agenda. A, action on minutes from June 22nd, 2026. B, billing adjustments June for 2026. C, monthly accounts payable for July 2026. D, West Haven City, $55,632.15. on the invoice 06202609, Administrative Services for June of 2026. E, Central Weber, $173,940. The impact fees collected for April and May and June for 2026. F, MJM Construction, $83,000. The invoice 2668 for the 4450 lift station repump project. G, Cassell, $13,261.68. Invoice number 20396, the annual maintenance and support for July 7/01/2026 6/30/2027. H, Corio Construction Incorporated, $108,357. Pay App 8, 2700 West Lift Station. I, Royce City Corporation, $6,729.60 surplus water. J, Utah Local Government Trust, $6,647.44. Invoice 162-7641 for annual auto insurance. And K, the Utah State Division of Finance, $25,000 for the annual bond payment. Any questions on consent agenda A through K? Any concerns, thoughts?
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Do we have an idea what our contract is with Roy City on the surplus water? We've had that contract for so many years. Has that ever been visited, or do we know if that's a standing? Do you have any idea?
I have never reviewed it, so I can't answer that. I don't know if John can.
We may want to look into that a little bit more if we haven't.
Short answer is I have reviewed it, but it's been a year, maybe a year plus. It was pretty early when I reviewed it, and I think we do need to, especially as we contemplate future annexations, just to make sure that we have enough capacity. That is, if we expand our boundaries and providing more water service, we just need to make sure that there's a buffer. When I read it originally, I can't recall that there was any pending timelines or any problems, but to your point, it's well taken. We'll review that again, and maybe we can even discuss it with the board at the next agenda, because I feel like it's a significant enough element with the services that you provide that it'd be, to everyone's advantage to know what that contract is and just be familiar with it. And my recollection was it was pretty short. It was only like 3 or 4 pages, if I remember right, or it wasn't too hard to work through.
Well, yeah. Even if it gets down to like September, October, and it's 3 buckets of water, we may want to make sure we get every drop we can. Because I know their aquifers are running low. So that's why I worry about some of the concerns with our water, and surplusing our water to make sure that either if we have that water or if it's a supplement that is left over from what they have.
I think the state law changed and between Amy and me, or we could look further into it. But I think it's been several years ago, and I think it was an issue up in Salt Lake where they wanted to make sure that, essentially what cities were doing, were saying that it's surplus water, and if in time of drought, they could essentially claw that water back and service only their, it wouldn't become surplus anymore. And I think the state legislature addressed that issue. I think the contract that we had was, superseded that. I mean, was entered into before that. But again, I can't remember that there was any pending, any concern. But again, I was pretty early in the time that I was here, and we'll pull it up and talk about it at the next meeting.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. That's all.
Yeah. John, I remember thank John you. Had a comment about wondering if the meters might need to be replaced, updated someday, Roy City's, but.
They did replace their meters and stuff.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Both of them got done.
Okay, good. All right, no other questions. We'll entertain a motion to pass consent agenda 14, A through K.
I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda Alpha, Beta, Congo, Delta, Everest, Forever, Gazelle, Hilo, Ice, James, and Kate.
OK, Okay, we have a motion. Have we got a quick second?
Second that.
Thank you. Okay. Mayor?
Aye.
Alicia?
Aye.
Nate?
Aye.
James?
Aye.
Ice. Ryan?
Aye.
And I also vote aye.
I'll comment on Ryan.
All right. Entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, everyone.
Brian.
Amy, thank you.